when they died, and they got late, the old age diabetes. My dad's got diabetes now, and my brother's just been diagnosed with it. But that's purely, I think, because they're both overweight. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So it's the late onset or over obesity sort of element. So I was quite, the unique one because there seemed to be no particular reason. But one thing I suppose that did come up once, I can remember talking about people who, I don't know, breastfeeding came up for some reason. And I'm sure my mum said that she'd breastfed my two brothers. But with me, either she only breastfed for me very briefly, for a couple of weeks or something. And then I went on to bottle milk. So she's always had this angst that that might have been a reason, because there must have been an article perhaps in the press at some point about there maybe being a link between breastfeeding and diabetes.
Can you remember how people reacted when you told them you'd got diabetes? Family, friends, school?
I think my mum wrote a letter or even rang, or my mum probably would have rung the head. Well, the secondary school that I was starting was an all-girls convent school, so the nun was the head teacher. And I'm sure my mum would have rung her rather than just writing to her. Again, I don't know how all the teachers had it communicated to them, or even whether I just told them what, at each class kind of thing. But I think my, what are they called, form teacher would have known. So that I think the head nun must have just said she would communicate it to people, but just to make, I suppose, to get me to make sure that I made people aware, really. I mean, at the time, I can't really remember. People just seemed to be a bit inquisitive about it more than. I don't think people said, "Oh, what, aren't you amazing?" as such. I think that's probably happened more as I've got older and odd people who aren't used to me or aware, see me doing it. People who knew about it, who'd been told probably through the press because everyone talks about these things. I don't think they really said, "Oh, aren't you great for doing it?" Or if anyone did, I've always just said, "Well, I just have to do it. I get on with it."
Would you have needed to inject yourself at school?
Probably not, no. But what I suppose in those days, what I would have maybe done, if like when we had games at school, I'd have, had a biscuit, or I might have eaten. I suppose in those days, because I used to have, my snacks in the afternoon, I'd have a biscuit, so I'd have to open a little packet of biscuits and open that sort of thing. So, but I don't think it really bothered me. Things like that don't really bother me.